free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show on Infowars.com, band.video, and coming at you across the airwaves on radio and television across the U.S. and the world. Welcome to the program. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. I believe he'll be back tomorrow or perhaps Friday. I'm not entirely sure. I might be here with you tomorrow as well, but we have today, so let's make the most of it. What a day it is. What a bunch of news I have for you today. What a bunch of videos I have for you. And then I'll be joined later in the show by Tony Arterburn, friend of the show, as he helps me break down the latest news of the day. So much stuff to get to today, and I'm wondering where I should start. Of course, the top story of the day across all platforms is this Hunter Biden revelation. Emails leaked to the New York Post from, strangely enough, an Apple repair shop. A laptop, I guess, was dropped off. Hunter Biden's laptop was dropped off for repair and never picked up. So the store owner eventually gave it over to the New York Post. So I will give you the entire breakdown of what's going on there in just a little bit. Got a tons of videos of the comparison between the rallies of President Donald Trump and Joe Biden, just the incredible differences that we see there. Some great speeches from the UFC's Jorge Masvidal. He gave a powerful vote for Trump speech that we will go to here in just a little bit. And some new video from Project Veritas, some new shocking video, sort of along the same lines as they came out with not too long ago of undercover video exposing the true violent intentions behind the people who are pushing the Democratic Party ever towards leftism, ever towards socialism. I just pulled this up. I haven't had time to read it yet, but it's from Axios, and I just love this headline. Joe Biden is the luckiest, least scrutinized front runner. Yeah. Yeah, that's saying something, isn't it? Is it luck, though? Is it luck? I'm not so sure it is. I think it has a little bit more to do with collusion. I think it has a little bit more to do with the fact that the mainstream media is doing everything they can to hide anything bad about Joe Biden while fluffing up anything remotely good, of which there is not too much to select. But it's really amazing, really shocking just how they let him get away with stuff and how they make excuses for everything that he does. In fact, in this article that I'm going to get to in just a little bit, where Hunter Biden is really exposed, I mean, his personal emails are there talking about collusion between his father at the time was VP and the Ukrainian energy firm that paid him $50,000 a year. And they have lines such as this. This is a Ukrainian leader at this energy firm, Burisma. He says, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It really is an honor and a pleasure." And then you have people like Maggie Haberman and others on Twitter going, "Oh, well, just because they said they met, we don't have any proof that they met. Well, that would be easy to find out, wouldn't it? I mean, we just because they say in their own words, in their own personal leaked emails that they met together, is that really proof? I mean, we don't know. We don't know. So just leave them, leave Joe alone, won't you?" And it's just like, you think back to the way that Donald Trump has been treated over the last 4 years at this point. The way that every slightest inconsistency is exploded into the biggest example of the worst corruption the country's ever seen. And yet here you have the smoking gun. You have the emails on file in their own words talking about their own corruption. And the mainstream media and the leftists that control them are just desperate to make any excuse and hide anything under the rug. It's completely sickening. And it almost doesn't matter how much they want to try to spin it, how much they want to try to obfuscate. We have the evidence. We have the documents. There is no getting away from this. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden are as corrupt as they come.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance. above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have megacorporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. And today, Wednesday, October 14th, the year 2020, America held hostage day 212 of the 15 days to slow the spread, day 212 of masks, lockdown, economic destruction, billionaires becoming ever richer, the middle class becoming ever poorer, small businesses collapsing at record rates as they attempt a complete takeover under the guise of COVID-19 and coronavirus, day 212. And this is the way they work, isn't it? These little things that they tell you are temporary, just temporary measures to deal with a temporary issue. In fact, somebody said it so well on Twitter the other day. I wish I could remember exactly how they said it, but it was like, these temporary solutions to temporary problems have become permanent problems. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it. You know, kind of like how the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was supposed to be temporary. No end in sight. The income tax in 1913, just a wartime measure, completely temporary. And yet here we are over 100 years later, and it's only ever increased. All of these temporary measures seem not to end when they are beneficial to the people in charge. Seems like even it's just becoming more and more obvious that COVID-19 is being used as an excuse to usher in all these many things that they have wanted for oh so long. All you have to do is look at the fact that there was supposed to be a debate today, wasn't there? Wasn't the debate supposed to be today, the second presidential debate? And yet it was canceled. Of course, after the first debate, you had the mainstream media and Joe Biden and all of his lackeys out there saying, there doesn't need to be a second debate. There shouldn't be any more debates. We don't need debates. Debates are unnecessary. We don't need them. Who cares? No more debates. And then President Trump gets COVID and they're like, oh, that's why. That's why we need to not have debates. Actually, it's his fault. It's Trump's fault. Yeah, we wanted a debate. Trust us. We were desperate for a debate. But, you know, this Trump guy, he's, you know, he got COVID. So what are you going to do? Okay. Yeah, sure. Just like you want the Green New Deal. You want socialism. You want communism. You want to usher in the technocratic unelected control grid of global governance. And COVID just happens to be the excuse. This time just happens to fall in line with everything that you say. But let me read some headlines here having to do with COVID-19. Of course, if you're just joining us later in the show, probably in the next segment, I will be breaking down Hunter Biden's leaked emails, as well as a bunch of other information about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the collusion with the Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma. That's an incredible story. I'm probably just going to read the whole article because the whole thing is just absolutely incredible, and we will definitely get to that. Updates as to the early voting that's taking place across the country right now, especially in Georgia and Texas, where the early voting numbers have just exploded and blown old records out of the water. And the numbers aren't looking good, quite frankly, for the Republicans. So we'll get to that as well. There's a new Project Veritas undercover video exposing the violent intentions of the leftists there in Colorado. And a whole bunch of other stories having to do with race and coronavirus and the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett, the third day of which are taking place as we speak, I believe. But we'll be breaking down some of what happened yesterday, including some of the just absurd. We'll get to that. All right. I don't want to go off on tangent. I want to stick to COVID-19, at least for this segment. As it is, day 212 of America held hostage. New York Philharmonic cancels its entire 2020-21 season, 2020-21 season due to coronavirus. So the entire season of this year and next has been canceled. On Tuesday, the New York Philharmonic announced that it has canceled all of its scheduled concerts through June 13th, 2021. It's the first time in the orchestra's 178-year history that it has canceled an entire season. Now, do you remember back in March or February where people were aghast, they were shocked, they were disbelieving at the fact that this could go on until this summer? And yet even back then, we were telling you this is not going to end. In fact, I was on here on the David Knight Show telling you that I had information from military sources in Houston that said they were preparing for 4 years of shutdown, stockpiling 4 years worth of food, ammo, and necessities. So there's no end in sight. I mean, it's been over half a year at this point. Could be a year, you know, next March. They're saying, hey, it's just getting started. In fact, some of these headlines continue in that sort of vein. Here's another headline from Infowars.com. Michigan Supreme Court strikes down all of Whitmer's COVID-19 restrictions. The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled for the second time in less than 30 days that Governor Gretchen Whitmer illegally overstepped her authority, substituting executive orders for legislation during the COVID crisis. The state's Supreme Court struck down all executive orders Whitmer had issued during the COVID-19 panic. The 4-3 ruling declared executive orders of Whitmer issued under the Emergency Powers of Governor Act have, quote, no continuing legal effect. In a separate ruling, the Michigan justices ruled 6-1 to reject Whitmer's request to delay the annulment of her orders until October 30th, 2020. Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield celebrated the ruling, writing on Twitter, another big win at the Supreme Court today. And this is sort of, I mean, what is it? This is the desperate grasps of the American people to hang on to the liberties that we enjoy, to the organization and the strictures of our government, the structure of our government, the organization of our government, which is there to ensure, at least supposedly, symbolically, that the American people are able to decide what laws get put into place. We have a legislative, various legislative houses in the states and in the country that are there specifically to prevent dictatorial, authoritarian actors in the executive position from running roughshod over the rights of the American people. You have to go through a process. You have to make the arguments for and against. You can't just govern by executive fiat. But of course, here comes COVID. Here comes the excuse that they need to do so. So Governor Whitmer was one of the most egregious examples of simply using this executive order, using this government fiat in order to impose restrictions on the American people, using COVID-19 as an excuse. So it's like this is the, I guess, is the only way we can fight back against it, right? What it should be is that basically everybody in that state, all of the chiefs of police, all of the mayors, all of the people that actually are responsible for putting these orders into practice, they should just say no, right? The people of the state should just ignore these orders because they're illegitimate. But it's not what we have to do. We have to go through this process. We have to take it to the Supreme Court. We have to argue only for them to say, yeah, it's all false. Yeah, she has no right to do any of this. It's what you all knew the whole time. Now, at least we have the Supreme Court of that state making that official and telling her she can get stuffed. And this should be, I mean, she should be impeached. She should be jailed, probably. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do to tyrants. So we're supposed to do to people who issue executive order after executive order that curtails your rights and then are undone by the Supreme Court. That Supreme Court saying, no, she's exceeding her power. She's abusing her power. She is no longer, as I would put it, a legitimate governor. I mean, take her away. Take her away, right? Legally, right? I want the people who are supposed to be in charge of this to take her away, not some cabal of rednecks. And we'll get to that as well. Because that of course, is not as it seems, the plot to kidnap Whitmer. There's been some revelations in that regard as well. And we'll get to that. Swedish health chief said country avoided lockdown to prevent pandemic fatigue. And of course, they never went on lockdown. They never wore masks. And yet they have the lowest coronavirus rate in all of Europe. Very interesting, isn't it? Of course, the World Health Organization's Europe director says governments should stop enforcing lockdown, which is interesting because you used to get kicked off Twitter for saying that. In fact, I think you still might get kicked off Twitter and YouTube for saying that. See, you have to say exactly what the World Health Organization says. If you contradict or contravene the dictates of the World Health Organization, you will be eliminated until the World Health Organization changes its mind and contradicts itself. And then you have to stick to that, and you must say exactly what they say now, not what they were saying then.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And I might have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses. And that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. I'm going to stick on some COVID news because there are some very interesting headlines and some very interesting videos I want to show you in this segment. And in the next segment, I will be breaking down the Biden secret emails as exposed by the New York Post that are exploding across the internet. And one of the problems with doing a show this early is that the news is just kind of starting to get rolling. So I've got the headlines here on my computer, and I'll be updating with some of the new information that's coming out minute by minute. New York Times just dropped an article: no, there isn't evidence that Trump owes money to Russia, sort of devastating the argument being made by Democrats for oh so long. So we'll get to all of that later in the hour. I want to stick to COVID news right now. Before I do want to implore you to go take advantage of the InfoWars blowout sale on InfoWarsStore.com. That's up to 60% off almost everything, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping. This sale will be ending in 5 days. We're all here in a very crucial moment, and we really do need your sponsorship to make it over the line in this historic election, which, as you know, if you've been watching the programs, especially the evening program, the 7 to 9 2020 election countdown here on InfoWars.com, Election Day is really just when it starts, one way or the other. No matter who gets elected, that's where the chaos truly begins, and you can help InfoWars be here to cover it and give you the truth about it all by going to InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is the final run ever at 50% off. So final run ever of BrainForce. So even if you're just getting it to keep that little bottle as a little memento, as a little piece of evidence that InfoWars was once here, you know, if the worst is to happen and Joe Biden gets elected and what we do here is deemed illegal hate speech, you know, the truth, exposing lies, exposing the narratives of the mainstream media and the falsehoods that propel it. If we are shut down forcibly, whatever happens, or hey, if you just don't get brain force anymore after this because it's the final run, just get that little bottle, put it in a safe somewhere, sell it on eBay in 50 years, make yourself some money, because these are going to be real artifacts of a very interesting time in United States history that, you know, if we make it out of this and we actually are able to tell the truth in the future, people are going to look back and recognize InfoWars as being instrumental in this great change and this great striving for human freedom. And so even if you're just going to buy it to put it in a safe and not even take the pills, just take the pills out, put the bottle away, save it as a little keepsake, save it as a little artifact of a time where we still have some semblance of freedom and are able to do business. That's InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars blowout sale. So the World Health Organization Europe director says governments should stop enforcing lockdowns. The World Health Organization's regional director for Europe, Hans Klug, says governments should stop enforcing lockdowns unless as a last resort, because the impact on other areas of health and mental well-being is more damaging. This is an interview with Euronews. You can find the story at summit.news or infowars.com. Klug cautioned against the imposition of more lockdowns unless they're absolutely necessary. Of course, going on to point to the obvious damage that lockdowns have on mental health, domestic violence, schools, and cancer treatment. We've seen story after story of people being denied cancer treatment and their cancers getting worse, of the mental breakdown of children, and just the increasing suicide rates, increasing divorce rates as people are forced to lock down with each other and denied the ability to have any sort of social congress. It's very troubling. In fact, I want to go to this clip. This is clip 27. This is amazing. I mean, Tucker is, you know, he's the best person on mainstream media, bar none. You know, a lot of people are always asking, you know, what happens when Trump goes away? What happens to this movement that Trump, that sort of coalesced around Trump and solidified around Trump? I think the obvious next inheritor of this movement is the great Tucker Carlson. And God, I hope he gets actually into politics. I know he always refuses that or denies that. But here he is talking about some of the mental effects that this lockdown, especially the homeschooling or lack of public school that's going on. Here he is, clip 27, Tucker on the Forgotten Generation.
As they have been for 7 months, those in charge here appear to give no consideration to the interior lives of young people. They act as if children's experience of the world does not matter, end quote. So in response to that, which is true, an anonymous Twitter user made this observation. Maybe a, quote, meritocracy in which all power accrues to whatever frigid, childless, careerist, computer-brained sociopath wants it most was a bad idea, end quote. Yeah. Maybe it was a bad idea. Too late now.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was a bad idea. Who else would put that on national television? Thank God for Tucker, but it is a great point. These are the people making decisions. And I bring it up all the time. Of course, it reminds me of the time going to protest against the inclusion of graphic and disturbing sexual content in elementary school sex education. And the decision on whether or not to include that was not being made by the parents who were there saying, we don't want our children being taught this. It was being made by literally transsexual demon people who were there. Never had. I mean, they've castrated themselves. They will never have children. They can never have children. And they said their goal was to corrupt children and make sure to destroy the innocence of children, which they see as some sort of evil imposition on children from Christianity or something, and they want to destroy that. So these are the people making decisions for your children. They don't have children. They never will have children. They have no desire to see more children, and yet they're making decisions for your children. So you have the World Health Organization European director saying government should stop enforcing lockdowns. Meanwhile, head of Oxford University vaccine team says face masks and social distancing will continue until at least next summer. So going against the science, I think you are. Survey from Summit.News. Here's the headline. Survey, 1 in 8 believe coronavirus is a hoax to usher in forced vaccinations. I always use the example of the broken window. Jim Jones, when he was trying to make everybody think he was being targeted by racists for being an anti-racist, he threw a rock through his own window and police showed up and said, hey, it looks like this rock came from inside the house to outside. It doesn't look like you were attacked by races, looks like this is a hoax. And you point to the window and go, but the window's broken. How can it be a hoax? The window is broken. Well, that's the coronavirus. Is the coronavirus real? Yes, it seems to be real in some form or another. Is it a hoax? Yeah, it's still a hoax. The window's still broken, but it's still a hoax. It's still being used as an excuse to usher in world control. Bill Gates has said that life will only return to normal after a second generation of COVID vaccines is rolled out and the virus is eliminated globally. So we'll only be able to return to normal once they cure the common cold. This is the way the globalists work, right? It's like, well, these are just temporary measures. You know, you just gotta mask, you know, muzzle yourself, put a mask on, stay inside, don't have connections, shut your business down, go broke, go into bankruptcy, start having to be dependent on the government, but it's only like this temporarily until we cure the common cold. That's it. That's all. Just be a slave until we cure the common cold. That's all you need to do. Just stay inside, shut up, stay alone. Just don't make anything, don't create anything, don't do anything. I'm Bill Gates. Just stay there until we figure out whether or not the moon is made of cheese. That's all. That's all you need to do. We'll just cure the common cold and then everything can go back to normal. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. My God, I got my Twitter open here just to keep an eye on things, just to see if there's any breaking news coming across the desk that I need to make you aware of. And you see these headlines that just make you go, what are they talking about? From News Himalaya, researchers at Large Hadron Collider are confident to make contact with parallel universe in days. Okay. All right. So they're going to make a contact with parallel universe. That's fine. Let me know how that goes for you. There you go. Large Hadron Collider. They're going to make a contact with the parallel universe. I hope it's Cowboy Universe. I want to meet Cowboy Harrison. I bet he's really cool. Parallel universe. Maybe like the mobster universe. I don't know. Who knows how many parallel universes there are out there and which one the Large Hadron Collider is going to make contact with. I hope it's the Cowboy Universe. That's just me personally. Okay. All right. I promised it to you and now I'm going to get to it. We'll get back to some COVID news in a little bit. There's a segment from Sky News that I might just play in full because it's so good. So we'll get back to COVID in a little bit, but I've been teasing this long enough and I think you deserve to get the rundown on Hunter Biden's secret emails. Here's the news from the New York Post. Smoking gun email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced Ukrainian businessman to Vice President Dad. Hunter Biden introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company, according to emails obtained by the Post. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Posharsky an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17th, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email said this, quote, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's a real tea and honor. And the pleasure," the email reads. An earlier email from May 2014 shows that Paz, reportedly Burisma's number three executive, asking Hunter for, quote, "advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf." So this information comes from a hard drive, a computer hard drive, leaked to the New York Post by a computer repair shop. So it says the computer was dropped off at a repair shop in Biden's home state of Delaware in April 2019, according to the store's owner. Other material extracted from the computer includes a raunchy 12-minute video that appears to show Hunter, who's admittedly struggling with addiction problems, smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with an unidentified woman, as well as numerous sexually explicit images. The customer who brought the water-damaged MacBook Pro to repair never paid for the services or retrieved it or the hard drive on which the contents were stored, according to the shop owner, who says he repeatedly tried to contact the client. Photos of a Delaware federal court subpoena given to the Post show that both the computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted feds to their existence. And they go on to show some photos that were recovered from this hard drive as well. But before turning the gear over, the shop owner said he made a copy of the hard drive and later gave it to former Mayor Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. Less than 8 months after Paz thanked Hunter Biden for introducing him to his dad, the then vice president immediately pressured Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Prime Minister of Ukraine into getting rid of Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin by threatening to withhold a billion-dollar U.S. loan guarantee during a December 2015 trip to Kiev. Of course, we've all seen the video, but here it's quoted, quote, "I looked at them and I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. That prosecutor is not fired. You're not getting the money," Biden infamously bragged to the Council on Foreign Relations in 2018. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. Shokin has said at the time of his firing in March 2016, he'd made specific plans to investigate Burisma that included interrogations and other crime investigation procedures into all members of the executive board, including Hunter Biden. So let me take a moment here to break down what I just said and how this plays in to the presidential debate and the wider corruption of the Democrats and the Republicans as well, those at the heights of our governmental organizations. Essentially, Hunter Biden got this job because his father was vice president. He was not qualified for the job. There was no reason he should have the job. And yet he was being paid $50,000 a month to serve on this board. Well, that's strictly because his father is the vice president and he can wield influence with some of Burisma's international partners. And then Joe Biden threatens to withhold money from Ukraine, $1 billion of it, not his money, your money. It's the American people's money. See, they're vested with this incredible power to wield the influence of the American people, the influence that has been gifted to them by the American people as they've been elected to represent the American people. And they are elected to use the American people's money as they see fit, ideally, theoretically, for the benefit of the American people. But that's not how these people work. They take that power that you've vested in them. They take that money that they've stolen from your bank account and squeezed out of your working paycheck to build their own influence, to build their own power, to make their own money. So $1 billion of your money, $1 billion taken from the American people, and then being sent to the Ukrainian people. Why? Who knows? Who cares? We just, you know, just give away all of our money to everybody. It doesn't matter, right? Who cares? And Joe Biden says, no, no, Not if you investigate my son. Not if you dig into the business dealings that my son acquired because of my position. You're not allowed to look into that, or I'm going to withhold this money. Not his money, our money. So he's going to use your money that he took from you to prevent investigations into his son who got a job because you elected him into elected his father into vice presidency. So the email continues, quote, we urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence to convey a message, signal, etc., to stop what we consider to be politically motivated actions. Hunter Biden responded by saying he was with Archer in Doha, Qatar, and asked for more information about, quote, the formal, if any, accusations being made against Burisma. This is just the way these people live, right? Just hanging out in Qatar, hanging out in Doha, Qatar, on daddy's money, on the American people's money that daddy's stolen for you. Quote, who is ultimately behind these attacks on the company? Who in the current interim government could put an end to such attacks? The exchange came the same day that Burisma announced it had expanded its board of directors by adding Hunter Biden, who was put in charge of its, quote, legal unit and will provide support for the company among international organizations, according to a news release that's since been scrubbed from the Burisma website. Hunter Biden actually joined the board in April 2014, according to multiple reports. In addition to denying that he has spoken to Hunter Biden about his overseas business dealings, Joe Biden has repeatedly denied any conflict of interest or wrongdoing by either of them involving Burisma. And we've seen this over and over. We see how actually maybe one of the only things that actually gets Joe Biden a little bit energized these days. Last February, he got testy during an appearance on NBC's Today show when co-host Savannah Guthrie questioned whether it was, quote, wrong for Hunter to take that position, knowing that it was really because the company wanted access to you. Oh, well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about, the elder Biden responded. Last December, Joe Biden also lashed out during a Democratic primary town hall event in Iowa where a man accused him of sending Hunter to Ukraine to, quote, get a job and work for a gas company. He had no experience with gas or nothing in order to get access to the president. You're a damned liar, man. That's not true, and no one's ever said that, Biden fumed. Biden then continued berating the man as he stepped forward. He called the man fat and challenged him to do push-ups together, man. It's like, this is the unhinged, psychotic response of somebody who's been caught in a lie, somebody who has been found out, somebody whose corruption is on display for everybody in the world to see. And you say, hey, looks like you're, disqualified, unqualified, failure of a military reject, drug-addicted son maybe didn't deserve $50,000 a month from this mysterious, corrupt company that clearly just wanted access to you. And he's like, shut up, fatty. Do some push-ups. It's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm convinced now. I guess you didn't do anything wrong. Sorry, Mr. Biden, you decrepit old coot. It's insane.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation-states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, this is David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. And we're talking about this Hunter Biden revelation and these emails leaked to the New York Post. I'm basically just reading this whole article verbatim because really the whole thing is very illuminating. And it's just amazing, you know, when Donald Trump brought this up during the debate, Joe Biden just kept saying, discredited. That's been discredited. That's completely discredited. Of course, he wasn't talking about this at the time. Donald Trump was actually talking about the Senate report that had come out mere days before. But it's amazing how these little terms that they have, like discredited, they just throw out there, discredited, conspiracy theory. And it's just like, oh, you just say this magic word. It's like abracadabra. They just say abracadabra. And it's like the mainstream media just becomes blind to whatever they were talking about. So Donald Trump brings up a Senate report, right? A report directly from the Senate of the United States, published mere days before. And Joe Biden just says, discredited. That was just discredited. And it's just like, by who? By what information? Why would you say that? Clearly that's not true. It just came out. He's just like, discredited, discredited. Chris Wallace and all the mainstream media is like, yes, discredited. Yes, it's all been discredited. By who? But what are you talking about? No, it hasn't been discredited. But of course, the lapdogs of the mainstream media are there to agree with him. Of course, that was the Senate report accusing Hunter Biden of paying for hookers who may have been trafficked. But that's a whole different story. We're not talking about Hunter Biden's predilection for trafficked women. That's a whole different thing. But then you have his lawyer, George R. Messiers, saying, quote, he's been pushing, talking about Giuliani, saying, quote, he's been pushing widely discredited conspiracy theories about the Biden family, openly relying on actors tied to Russian intelligence. It's like this is where their conspiracies overlap. It's like he's spreading widely discredited conspiracy theories, probably because of Russia. It's like, oh, really? Whoa. If there's been one thing that's been thoroughly discredited, it's the idea that President Trump ever had ties to or collusion with Russia. That's the one thing that has been studied and investigated and played out in the public sphere, in the private sphere, in the governmental sphere. It's been investigated, researched, dug into, and there's nothing. It's been utterly discredited. But that's the conspiracy theory that this scumbag lawyer brings up in order to try to discredit the, by in their own words, leak of evidence from Hunter Biden himself's actual email. I mean, it's just the levels of absurdity that we're reaching are truly indescribable, especially since now you have this New York Times article as of today, headline saying there is no evidence that Trump owes money to Russia. Oh, welcome, David Enrich in the New York Times, to 5 years ago when everybody with a brain knew that this entire nonsense was an utter canard. It's just completely obvious. It's completely absurd. It's completely absurd the way these people act and think. The story continues. Hunter Biden's emails show leveraging connections with his father to boost Burisma pay. So he's trying to boost his pay by leveraging these connections with his father. And you know, another thing is, like, you can just see the way these people communicate, even just with each other. It's like mobsters. It's like when the mob boss goes, hey, the guy down by the place needs a thing and is you-know-what, you know, and it's like, oh, you want me to kill that guy? No, I didn't say nothing like that. Hey, forget about it. Nothing like that. I'm just saying a thing needs to go in his place. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's the way they talk, right? So Hunter Biden is sending emails to his business partner, who, by the way, now faces 25 years because of fraud. We'll get to that. But he's writing an email to this criminal, and he keeps referring to Joe Biden as my guy. My guy. Yeah, when my guy goes to the place, it's like, oh, do you mean your father, Vice President Joe Biden, goes to Ukraine? Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just saying when my guy goes to the place and does whatever, hey, maybe we'll get paid a little bit more. This is the way these people talk. So Hunter Biden discussed leveraging his connection to his father in a bid to boost his pay from a Ukrainian natural gas company, according to an email he sent around the time he joined the firm's corporate board. This is a wild, discredited conspiracy theory, by the way. His emails, Hunter Biden's emails, in his own hand, in his own words, widely discredited. In a lengthy email to his then business partner, Devin Archer, who already sat on the Burisma board, Biden repeatedly mentioned my guy while apparently referring to then Vice President Joe Biden. Under President Barack Obama, the elder Biden was the point person for U.S. policy towards Ukraine. And he held a press conference with the then prime minister on April 22nd, 2014. Hunter Biden's email to Archer is dated a little more than a week earlier. The announcement of my guy's upcoming travel should be characterized as part of our advice and thinking. So essentially, he's telling the criminal, Devin Archer, when my dad goes to Ukraine as the point person, we should insinuate to our business partners that that's because of my influence, right? He's trying to take credit for this and saying he's going there on our behalf. And he's saying, and we better try to get the money for this, right? He goes on to say, you know, basically, we need to be rewarded for this influence that we've exerted before Biden gets to Ukraine, before my guy gets to Ukraine. Otherwise, they're going to realize that it actually wasn't our influence and he's actually not there on our behalf. So we better get paid before he gets there and before they realize that. The announcement of my guy's upcoming travel should be characterized as a part of our advice and thinking. But what he will say and do is out of our hands, Hunter Biden wrote on April 13th, 2014. In other words, it could be a really good thing or it could end up creating too great an expectation. We need to temper expectations regarding that visit. The email labeled from Robert Biden, Hunter's given first name, is among a trove of messages, documents, photos, and videos purportedly recovered from a MacBook Pro laptop that a Delaware computer shop owner told the Post was brought in for repair in April 2019 and never picked up afterward. In the email, Hunter Biden wrote to Archer, we need to ask for long-term agreement and across-the-board participation. This is a huge step for us that could easily become very complicated. And if we are not protected financially, regardless of the outcome, we could find ourselves frozen out of a lot of current and future opportunities. The contract should begin now, not after the upcoming visit of my guy. Yeah, my guy, a.k.a. my father, Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden. Scumbags. That should include a retainer in the range of $25,000 PM with additional fees per month, with additional fees where appropriate for more in-depth work to go to BSF for our protection, complete separate from our respective deals re-board participations. Essentially, he's saying we want an extra $25,000 a month. Extortion. Using their position as powerful people in the American government in order to extort power and money for themselves. The move came amid increasing scrutiny about potential conflicts of interest involving his dad, who announced his candidacy for president that same month. The email to Archer contained 22 bullet points and bore the subject line, tomorrow. In number 22, Hunter Biden told Archer, buy a cell phone from 7-Eleven or CVS tomorrow and I'll do the same. Okay, using code words, buying burner phones, these are upstanding, legitimate businessmen, right? Of course. Following the bullet points, Hunter Biden wrote, this could be a break we've been waiting for if they really are smart enough to understand our long-term value. If they're looking to just use us until the storm passes, then we risked far too much for far too little. Finally, we need to have a plan on how we develop a corporate entity or LLP that allows us to draw funds generated here to free us from existing underproducing current commitments and to build our own investment and expansion strategy. Maintaining the status quo is not an option. It goes on. The email wrapped up with Hunter Biden saying, quote, we should also find a highly credible and discreet firm to perform due diligence and deep information for us on an ongoing basis. The kind of people that can get us information that's not available through a Google search or some phone calls. We can use our own funds to pay for it, and I'm sure your buddies down in Little Creek have trusted independent contacts that do that sort of work. The reference to Little Creek is unclear, but there is a U.S. Navy station located in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that's called Joint Expeditionary Base Little Creek Fort Story. So there you go. The insinuation is that Hunter Biden is now asking his friend and partner in crime, Devin Archer, if maybe he can use his influence with the U.S. Navy to try to get them to do some spying on their behalf. This is the corruption that goes unreported. This is the corruption that goes uninvestigated. We don't have a Mueller team with unlimited resources and unlimited access tearing into every communication of Hunter and Joe Biden. They aren't even asking the question. They're telling you you're a conspiracy theorist if you even bring this up. President Trump, they'll tear him apart. They'll look into every piece of paper he's ever looked at. But Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they play in to the New World Order. They play in to these organizations in the deep state that control these machinations. So they're not going to be investigated. It's up to some random Delaware computer repair shop to expose this. Nobody's investigating it. No reporters from the New York Times are on this. No, they're doing their best to cover it up. Here's a quick little finisher here. In 2018, Archer was convicted of an unrelated court case involving selling $60 million worth of tribal bonds that were stolen from the Sioux Indian tribe. Archer faces a maximum of 25 years in prison, scheduled for his sentencing in January. So those are the criminals that Hunter Biden hangs out with, and they're using the influence of Joe Biden as vice president. We'll be back the second hour of the David Knight Show in just a minute.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. and never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You have been charging for months that mail-in balloting is going to be a disaster. You say it's rigged, that it's going to lead to fraud.
This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen.
This is a horrible thing for our country.
There is no,
this is not,
there is no,
this is not going to end well.
There you go, folks. A little compilation for you, a little montage of about 100 examples of voter fraud or mistakes being made in the mail-in voting system that really exposes the lie that you keep hearing that this isn't happening, that that's a conspiracy theory. It's just incredible. You can have literally 100 examples of something happening and the mainstream media will still tell you you're imagining it. It doesn't exist. It's completely safe. It's utterly absurd. And folks, the amount of fraud that we're going to be dealing with during this presidential election, it may never be known. I mean, it'll truly be incredible. It's already going on and there's literally nothing being done to stop it. There's a bill put forward by Tulsi Gabbard. She says all Americans who care about our democracy should join me in urging Congress to pass H.R. 8285. Rodney Davis and I introed this bill to end voter harvesting, which undermines our democracy, voter confidence, and takes advantage of minorities, immigrants, and seniors. Which is exactly right. It's exactly right. And Tulsi Gabbard, while you may not agree with her socialist ideas, you may think it's a little bit weird that she worships humans as gods. You know, she kind of has a weird religious take on a lot of things. You might not like everything about her, but the fact is she at least has some form of honor. And that's what is lacking from the Democratic Party and Democrats in general. Because if they were, you know, it's just they're always the ones, Donald Trump is destroying our republic. He's destroying our democracy. While they're the ones trying to pack the court, while they're the ones trying to use the Supreme Court to legislate in order to get around the you know, whole point of our government, which is to prevent the abuse of our system in order to impose unpopular decisions on the American people. And it's supposed to go through the process of the Senate and the legislature. That is democracy. That is our republic. And they are the ones desperately attempting to tear this down. They're the ones telling you it's time for the Great Reset. They're the ones telling you we'll never get back. This is the new normal now. They're the ones telling you we need socialism. They're the ones literally attempting and actively tearing down the American Republic piece by piece, pillar by pillar. They're tearing it down. And then they say, oh, but we're the ones saving America. So at least you have somebody like Tulsi Gabbard who goes, look, I don't care if this will give us some sort of cheating advantage. I don't care if this will just, you know, if we can use mail-in voting and use ballot harvesting in order to dishonestly gain more power, you know, against the will of the American people. She's like, it's wrong. This is what's destroying our democracy. And of course, she gets zero support from her Democratic compatriots there. You know, I was thinking about this. So the other day I was talking about who's hosting the debates, and I was thinking about, you know, a perfect person would be Tucker Carlson, because, you know, we love Tucker Carlson and we know how he feels and we know that he supports President Trump, but you know that he wouldn't go easy on President Trump if he were to host a debate. If Tucker Carlson was the moderator, even though you know which position he's in, you know he wouldn't let that affect his ability to moderate a debate and provide a fair platform for both candidates because he's got honor. Unlike Chris Wallace, who pretends to be conservative and then is there as the lapdog interrupting President Trump 72 times in a single debate. So on one side, you have people who are dishonest and cover up what they believe and then actively work super hard to undermine, you know, the credibility of someone else. And then you have other people who you know what they believe, but they're actually honorable and won't let it affect their work.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks, to the second hour of the David Knight Show. I'll be joined very shortly by a friend of the show, my personal friend, very great man, Tony Arterburn. He'll be coming on in just a minute. Before he does, I want to go to this video, another amazing Project Veritas video. Project Veritas, perhaps the only organization still doing investigative research and coming out with undercover video exposing the corruption and the crimes of the Democratic Party. They've been making some just incredible stuff. Of course, it truly is amazing. I mean, we have all of these, you know, supposed white supremacist groups being investigated endlessly, and we'll get into some of that as well later in the show. The Whitmer kidnapping scheme and how that came about. It won't surprise you to know that it was the FBI spearheading the entire thing and setting these people up to be arrested later. Somewhat obvious, just if you have a knowledge of how these things go and how the FBI operates. But they're just desperately searching so hard. They are in fact fabricating reports of supposed white nationalist, domestic terrorist reports, just complete nonsense. Meanwhile, you have Project Veritas coming out with undercover video proof in the moment, actually showing the actual event of voter fraud taking place, undermining our entire democracy, paying for votes, abusing the voting harvesting rules that they've been able to sneak into our democracy. It's just complete criminality on tape for everybody to see. And so far, I haven't seen a single thing happen about it. I haven't even seen really Republicans talk about it except for maybe retweeting and going, gosh, oh, this is bad. Oh, isn't this bad? It's like, well, you're the ones in power, right? You're the ones in charge. You're the ones we elected into position to protect against stuff like this. So maybe actually go after it. Why is it that it's Project Veritas, that's independent groups like InfoWars and Project Veritas and the New York Post and some store owner in Delaware that happened to stumble upon this information? Why are they the ones with this information? Why is this all not being investigated? Why is nothing happening with all of this? It's because all of these people are controlled. We have absolutely no representation in government except for the occasional throw you a bone, I'll retweet something that seems explosive, but literally nothing ever gets done. That's why, I mean, I know probably a lot of people that listen to this show don't like President Trump. They think he's, you know, a part of the system. They think it's all basically just a big shadow puppet show to, you know, usher in more big government while convincing people that he's fighting for you. But at least President Trump is trying. At least he's actually telling his people to do stuff. Now, they're all insubordinate. They're all undermining him. They won't do a single thing. But we have video evidence of this crap happening, and nothing is being done about it. So here's some more. Here's some more video evidence from Project Veritas. This is clip number 7, Denver area, Colorado Dems executive committee member and chair of the Our Revolution group saying 2020 is a political revolution and making no bones about it, being very clear and direct that he sees violence as the answer and that he thinks they have enough power, which they do. They have enough institutional protection that they can run rampant. They can do whatever they want. These idiots don't understand that they're operating in a system that supports them fully. They think they're rebels. I mean, this is how monumentally stupid these people are, that they have Jeff Bezos and George Soros and Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and just everybody who's anybody, everybody with any power in this decrepit, satanic, technocratic nightmare of a new world order. They just have everybody bowing to them and paying them hundreds of millions of dollars and just giving them everything they want. And they're saying, they're going, we're the rebels. We're the rebels. We're against the system. We're going to bring this down. You are controlled puppets. You are brainless dummies that don't understand that you're being used to usher in worldwide slavery, you absolute moron. So yeah, here they are, just funded completely. I mean, everything's pre-planned. These absolute psychopaths think that they are somehow fighting against a system that supports them fully. Hook, line, and sinker. They've bought into this crap. And I don't know. I don't know if they're just that dumb or if they think that they're, you know, waging some underground war. But I'll just show you the video. I'll let him speak for himself, and you'll see just how psychotically violent these idiots are. And they literally think that if it were to come to a hot civil war, if it was patriots versus socialists, that they would actually have an upper hand. They're suicidally stupid. They're going to get themselves killed. Or rather, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, the people they think that they're going to line up against the wall and shoot like a bunch of communist revolutionaries in Russia in the early 1900s, they think that that's going to happen. It's those people pulling your strings, you absolute moron. So now let's go to the moron in chief, this scumbag of our revolution in Colorado. This is the latest little snippet of the full video. The full video is 12 minutes, but here's a little snippet of the latest from Project Veritas.
2020 is a political revolution. I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment.
This is Chris Jacks from Our Revolution, a radical left 501c4 organization bent on creating a, quote, political revolution in the United States. Jacks represents the Democratic Party here in Colorado. And Jack says a Biden administration will be used to advance his political objectives, or else there will be violence.
It's going to take a strategic hit against the 21% that's in charge, because that's who it is. It's killing random Nazis in the street, random bootlickers. So you want to do some Versailles shit? You want to do some Antifa shit? You really want to change this country that way with violence? There's only one way to do it. You got to get people that are close to billionaires and start just random billionaires start turning up dead. I mean, Bezos at the top of the list. And I do think there needs to be a militant group, and I love Antifa for that reason. I love that there's you always have to have somebody that's willing to hold up the flag and say, no, this is the line in the sand, and we're the ones holding that line. But they ain't stabbing motherfuckers like they used to. They don't have to, though, because they used to stab. See?
Yeah.
And that's all we got to say. No. Guillotines, motherfucker. That's all I got to say. Option A, what I'm proposing. Option 2, slicey boys. What are your choices? Which one do you want?
Joe Biden is presumably left-wing, and he's got a functioning signing hand. And as long as there's progressive legislation that comes across his desk, I am confident we can occupy his house. We know where he'll live.
So you think?
And yeah, he wants to veto Medicare for All? Let him veto it. He's never leaving that house again without protest. Half of the struggle that I have ain't with Republicans. It isn't with the right wing. It's with moderates in the Democratic Party.
They underestimate how many people on the left are organized, trained, armed, and ready to go.
Oh, are you? Oh, are you organized and armed on the left? You fat idiot. Your movement is as real as your chin, you scumbag. You know, so he's got that nice thin cut right along his chin line that separates the neck fat from the face fat. You moron in your aviator sunglasses. I mean, these people are the biggest scumbags. Let's just go over some of the stuff that he said in that video. I'll do anything that's morally acceptable, like lying and cheating and stealing, because hey, that's morally acceptable now. This is one of the sort of, outcomes of the media constantly lying through their teeth, right? President Trump says something that's blatantly true, right? And the media says, he's lying! President Trump is saying a lie! And all of us are over here going, well, no, that's actually not a lie. That actually is true. What these idiots hear is, well, if President Trump can lie, then I guess I can lie. I guess we can all just lie then. I guess that's just the way it is now. And of course, when he's in there, he's like, killing these random bootlicker Nazis isn't gonna be enough. You understand when he says Nazi, he means you, right? You understand it doesn't matter if you agree with me or not. It doesn't matter if you're right wing or a Trump supporter. He said it. He said his biggest problem is with moderates. This is a death cult. And that's what happens in a death cult. If you are not fully committed, you get the belt. You get the abuse. They focus their attention on you until you submit. And make no bones about it. All he's saying there is he's saying we will threaten physical violence and we will enforce ourselves on this governmental process. We will use the threat of physical violence to get our way. Okay? Is this the American way? Are these people that are standing up for America? Are these subversive, socialistic, communistic, idiot, what's the term? Useful idiot? The useful idiots? I mean, literally, he thinks he's gonna set up the guillotine? You're literally being funded by the billionaires you think you're fighting, you fat idiot. Colorado should be ashamed.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K, so good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance. talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings you were given and all just the common sense that even if you believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight, and I'm happy to welcome my guest, Tony Arterburn. His website, arterburn.news, and of course, he hosts the Arterburn radio transmission, Weapons Grade Truth, here on today's episode of the David Knight Show. Welcome to the program, Tony.
Well, thanks for having me back, Harrison. I love the energy. I feel like I'm just, I feel like I want to go reclaim the Constitution and restore the Republic right now. I just want to, you know, leave the Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Studios and start the revolution. Isn't it great,
good,
though, to see
good.
These
that's
people
the,
melt down?
That's the, that's the energy
the
that
rebels?
We need, you know. We've got these scumbags literally trying to threaten us. You know, it's maybe it's just something with me. I remember several years ago there was a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas. I have no desire to draw Muhammad. I got no problem with Muslims. Like, I got lots of Muslim friends. Like, I don't care. But then some Muslim community, some terrorist organization said, we're going to bomb you or we're going to shoot up this place for having this cartoon. And to me, I'm like, all right, time for me to draw Muhammad. Time for me to be utterly disrespectful to your prophet. Not because I want to be, but because you're telling me that you're going to hurt me if you do that. And that I wish more people kind of had that. I remember explaining that to my friend being like, no, when somebody says, do this or I'll beat you up, that's when you don't do that thing. Or if someone says, don't do this or we'll kill you, yeah, that's when you go ahead and do that thing just to show them your physical threats hold no weight here. It's exactly the opposite of what this system is supposed to be. So here this person in Denver says, we're going to, you know, you can choose option A, which is our option, or option two, which is the guillotine. I'm like, I'm going to choose option three, which is shooting you in the face if you come for me. I mean, these are the options that I have on my table. I don't care what you want to impose on me. So I'm glad you're feeling this energy. I think this is the exact energy that we need.
Well, just a fun fact for those that are historically illiterate, and that seems to be all on the side of the left. The people that started the French terror, the revolution there, and put people to the guillotine, they all got the guillotine.
Oh, yeah.
Just FYI, for those who are wanting this bloodbath and to kill innocents. And isn't it funny, the revolutionaries, the Marxists, the Satanists out there in the streets right now talking about violence, they're supported by the largest corporations and the largest wealth the world has ever seen. What irony.
Yeah. Yeah, what he says Bezos is first. Meanwhile, because of the lockdown and the economic measures, Bezos's wealth has like quadrupled in the last right. 6 months or whatever. I mean, and this is one of the things, right? They talk tough. They think they literally think that they are going to line the billionaires up and shoot them up against the wall. Like that's some of the rhetoric that they use, and it's as if they expect somebody else to line up the billionaires, and then they'll shoot the guns. I mean, it's so removed from reality that they're living in this fantasy where it's like, oh yeah, then these other people will line the billionaires up and then I'll get to shoot them and I'll be the big revolutionary. And it's like, you know, the people who are funding you are the billionaires and you don't think they're going to fund their own destruction, right? They know exactly what you're up to and they're the ones controlling you. So you're sitting there waiting for these billionaires to put themselves up against the wall and then you'll shoot him. You absolute scumbag. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think anything's going to come of this? I mean, is any law enforcement, is the FBI going to look at this? Like, or do we just need to, do we need Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and a couple other, you know, patriotic congressmen to convene another McCarthy hearing? And like, really, we need to root out, not just these, you know, foot soldier useful idiot people, but we also need to root out people funding them and sending them, funds and helping them coordinate, and the big tech companies that are allowing them to stay on, their platforms while they kick off QAnon users. I mean, it's so absurd now. Just what's going to happen and what should happen? I don't even know.
Well, we need another UAC, a House Un-American Activities Committee.
Exactly.
We need some another committee actually looking into the internal enemies of the United States, which I don't think there's ever been a time where we had more enemies. As a matter of fact, the most dangerous people threatening this country and our future are inside the walls. Everybody outside, nation states are nothing compared to our internal enemies.
Well, and that's kind of the point, isn't it, is that the United States cannot be conquered from the outside. It has to be conquered from the inside. It has to be destroyed from the inside. But that doesn't mean that our enemies on the outside aren't sitting there salivating at the gate waiting for the walls to collapse so they can come rushing in. I mean, we
that's
have video
true.
Of Chinese, thousands, hundreds of Chinese troops on a Canadian island less than 100 miles from Seattle looking like they're getting ready, to pounce. So, I mean, we've got these massive enemies like China just literally gearing up, telling their people, hey, get ready for war. Hey, it's coming down, doing whatever they can to sort of provoke a response from the U.S. Well, meanwhile, we have these scumbag traitors, as you put it, within our walls trying to undermine us from the inside. I mean, this is untenable.
And those people are working hand in glove with the communist Chinese.
Of course.
Which would make any sort of war with the Chinese not real. And I've been arguing that for months and months. Until we clean out the traitors inside the deep state, then we really can't have a real clear foreign policy.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we've seen this email exposing Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. But, I mean, nothing's going to happen to these guys, right? Nothing's going to happen with the Ilhan Omar vote buying exposed by Project Veritas. Nothing's going to happen with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden using their influence to enrich themselves at the expense of Americans. Nothing's going to happen to these Antifa scumbags who are openly advocating and, in fact, working towards and providing direct action, as they put it, towards a total revolution and a breakdown of our entire nation. Nothing's going to happen, right? I mean, because these deep state offices are still filled by people that agree with these communists.
Unfortunately, I don't think anything will happen. I mean, President Trump was impeached for a crime that Joe Biden committed.
I know. My God.
I mean, and he's on record at the Council on Foreign Relations saying he did it. Now you have these emails that come out, and Hunter Biden turns out to be the Uday Hussein of American politics. I mean, he's smoking crack. He's all over the place. And no punishment comes. Just privilege. You talk about privilege. There's a guy of privilege right there. But nothing will ever happen. It's the standard in this country, unfortunately, is if you are on the side of the Constitution, you want to protect babies, you want a border, you'd like to bring the troops home, you are going to be subjected to the most harsh double standard ever seen under the sun. You are going to be investigated. You are going to be destroyed. But the other side can do whatever it wants, Harrison, as we've seen the last many years, and get away with it.
Yeah, it sort of exposes the entire situation. I mean, it's hard to look at what's going on right now and actually think that the American government is going to protect us, but then the American government comes after you if you try to protect yourself. So I don't even know what the solution is here. I mean, I just marking down some of the stuff this guy said about what's morally acceptable and guillotines, and then, of course, we're going to be hunting Nazis in the street. And it's just one of those things that, like, you need to understand that even if you aren't political, even if you have no interest in politics and you think, I'd never be caught out there dead, you know, I'd never be going to any of these protests or anything. It can be as simple as they shut down your business. You think, man, I don't want my business being shut down. I'm going to go out and protest. I need my business open. You get gunned down by an Antifa member. Then the media smears you as a white supremacist and a Nazi. You can have none of, you can be left wing. You can be a liberal. But if you're their enemy, you're going to be smeared as a Nazi. Your death will be justified and the mainstream media will uphold it. We'll be back with Tony Arterburg in just a second.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. 2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. It's Harrison Smith with my guest, Tony Arteburn. Arteburn.news is the place to go where you can find his radio show and his program and some of the interesting articles that he points out. And, of course, follow him on Twitter and all the great social media platforms that we love so much, those big tech companies. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about. Tony just sent me a very interesting article about COVID deaths that we'll get to maybe in this next segment. I also love to hear what you think about the Hunter Biden revelations that have come out. But I really want to go to a couple videos here of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings yesterday. Again, just a total circus, total crap show from the Democrats. But I thought this video was very interesting. This is Jack Posobiec tweeted it with the label 90% of communication is nonverbal. And I actually pointed this out yesterday on Twitter as well, saying, you know, watch Klobuchar sort of fidget and twitch like a guilty mouse while Amy Coney Barrett has this predator gaze of just unstaring stillness. Rock solid predator gaze of Alpha Amy. And because it's very noticeable, it's very this squirming kind of fidgeting. And so somebody took the full exchange between these two women and sped it up. And you can really see the difference in body language. So let's go ahead and roll clip number one right now. I think it's just quiet, but you can just see the difference between the frenetic kind of twitchy, desperate energy of Klobuchar and just, I mean, Amy Coney Barrett is just not even moving. She's just totally still like a rock. I mean, maybe that's her experience as the mother of several children. But truly, you know, it's truly an illustration of sort of the two different energies that the two sides embody. And, you know, it's kind of like when you're telling the truth, you tend not to twitch and fidget very much. You're just telling the truth and speaking honestly. It's pretty normal. When I, like, don't know what I'm going to talk about here, that's when you see me start kind of like, right? Is that kind of energy? Well, what did you notice about the body language and just the general atmosphere of the hearings yesterday, Tony?
Well, it looks like a comparison between desperation, maybe being over-caffeinated, and then stoicism.
Mm.
And just a zen-like attitude of being solid in your beliefs. And maybe accepting the outcome no matter what happens. That looks to me more of a centered peace, a mental peace, as opposed to like the Klobuchar nervous energy bouncing around, flailing, raging against the machine type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
or raging
just
on behalf of the machine.
Yeah, there you go. The machine itself raging, perhaps. I want to go to this next clip. This is Amy Coney Barrett answering a question about free speech and how it relates to the First Amendment and whether what was written in the Constitution still holds water today with all of the technological changes. And I have an observation that I think you'll probably make as well, Tony, when we watch this, because you and I are actually familiar with the First Amendment and the history behind it. And one of the five freedoms is very important when considering whether new technology is included in the First Amendment. So I want to go now to clip number two. This is Amy Coney Barrett saying the internet is a public square and speech needs to be protected.
When you define yourself as an originalist, what does that mean? And then how is it going to relate to that distinction between the principles that are timeless but the applications that are clearly going to change by circumstance?
Right. So originalism means that you treat the Constitution as law because it commits these texts to writing. And in interpreting that law, you interpret it in accord with the meaning that people would have understood it to have at the time that it was ratified. And the reason that you do that is because otherwise, well, as I said, the law stays the same until it's lawfully changed. Otherwise, judges would be in the Constitutional Convention business of updating the law rather than allowing the people to take control of that. Now, in the case of the Constitution, as I said, with the Fourth Amendment, many of its principles are more general. Unreasonable searches and seizures, you know, free speech, those are things that have to be identified or fleshed out or applied over time. So the fact that there wasn't, you know, the internet or computers or blogs in 1791 doesn't mean that the First Amendment's free speech clause couldn't apply to those things now. It enshrines a principle, and we understand the principle as it was at the time, but then it's capable of being applied to new circumstances.
So I was very satisfied with that answer. What's your interpretation of that, Tony?
It's very helpful. We need all the support we can get, those of us who want a First Amendment and free speech. You know, the book burning that's been done throughout our history, this is worse. The electronic book burning is worse because we were invited to write the content. The people that burned the books in the past never invited those authors to write the books in the first place. And this is what's happened with the digital public square. We were told to come here to these sites, make content, become part of the community, and then censored, just like InfoWars and alternative media across the board when they got everybody corralled. And this is an operation more so than anything, as you know, a psychological operation to create a narrative from the top down. So I'm hopeful that that's what the judge believes, and maybe if we can get her confirmed and hopefully hear more of these cases before the Supreme Court. But, you know, speech and liberty, like David Knight says, it begins on a local level. It begins with you. And we do put a lot of our hopes in Washington, unfortunately, and they tend to let us down time and time again. I think speech will be an issue moving forward in the future more than it ever has been in our history. I think normal people will start getting more involved. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful about the future with free speech and sticking up for the rights of the First Amendment.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long time coming, sort of a slow build. A lot of stuff has been able to be put into action. A lot of the censorship has been able to take place, but, you know, that could all be reversed. And, you know, with the right laws, perhaps we could see more freedom of speech on the internet, because, you know, I'm a libertarian in principle, but if your rights are being constricted by private enterprise, even if it's a private business, the government is there to make sure that they aren't able to restrict your rights either. But what really struck me about that conversation is the discussion of technology, because as I'm sure you're familiar, and I'm sure many of the listeners to the Dave Knight Show are familiar, the First Amendment includes five freedoms, right? The freedom to petition, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, and the freedom to protest, essentially. And then the final freedom is the freedom of the press. And, you know, when we think the press, we think newspapers and the internet and, you know, Vice magazine, all these sorts of things. But, you know, at the time when it was written, the press signified a very particular piece of technology. It wasn't about the idea of this vague thing of the press or the news press, you know, anything like that. It was the press. It was the technology of the time that was used to disseminate information. So if the First Amendment was written today, it wouldn't say necessarily freedom of the press, because we don't have presses. It would be freedom of media or freedom of technologically empowering your voice. So, you know, free speech, I can speak to somebody or I can go stand on a street corner. That only gets so far. The press was the thing that allowed you to disseminate ideas across masses, across, you know, create pamphlets. And this was the way that a lot of the arguments for the revolution were originally propagated, were through the presses of Ben Franklin and others. Just quickly in the last minute, to me, it seems like the press specifically targets or specifically points out the technology used to spread mass communication, and that is explicitly defined in the First Amendment. Tony?
100%. I mean, this is the modern technology just moves along, and that's the issue here. The means in which the information is disseminated is changed, but the freedoms have not.
You know, theoretically, that's true, Theo, but we've seen how these technologies are used to constrict our speech. But hey, InfoWars is still here because we roll with the times, because we don't, we aren't hanging out in the past. We're looking forward to the future. That's why we're here. That's why we have band.video and InfoWars.com. More with Tony Arterburn on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa,
who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Coronavirus, of course, still at the top of everyone's mind here as we're forced to continue the absurd lockdown, which the World Health Organization tells us we probably should have never done. Yeah, okay, great, great. Thank you for letting us know that. You know, we've just been saying it since before it even happened. But there you have it. And my guest is Tony Arterburn, arterburn.news. You can follow him on Twitter as well. He sent me this article. Really amazing. It just says, presented without comment. It's from LouRockwell.com, famous libertarian mastermind here. The article is by Bill Sardi, and the title is simply Presented Without Comment, and it is the total U.S. deaths of all cases in the U.S. year by year. And you can see here, you have 2017, 234,000 deaths, 2018, 237,000 deaths, 2019, 238,000 deaths, and 2020 predicted 236,000 deaths, which I don't know, Tony, I'm kind of confused. I thought we were in an epidemic. I thought we were all going to die. I thought, you know, we had to lock down and destroy all the small businesses and keep kids masked and in bubbles and at home and away from their friends. I thought that was to prevent astronomical death numbers. But here, this chart seems to show no such thing happening. Seems to show that we actually have less deaths than the year before. Can you help me wrap my head around this, Tony? What's going on
here? I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I talked about it yesterday on my show, and it may be the most important article that I've read all year, and it's just presented without comment. Of course, Bill Sardi, magnificent researcher, he's on like 500 radio stations every weekend. He talks a lot about medical and supplemental things, and he writes for Lou Rockwell. I just saw this and I kept looking at it again and again. I even got my calculator out and did some projections. If this holds true, what does that mean, Harrison? What does that mean for this entire year that we've just gone through? What does that mean?
Yeah, it means it's a scam. It means it's a hoax. I mean, what else are you supposed to say about it? Clearly, you would think if we were just being, you know, it had the plague, that these numbers would be astronomical. But clearly there has been little to no change. So I don't know how they're going to try to justify that. But of course, we know that, you know, something like 95% or, you know, whatever percent of COVID deaths, supposed COVID deaths, of them, less than 10,000 were actually COVID alone. I mean, it was all, you know, other contributing factors. We've of course seen stories of people struck by lightning and killed by cars and killed by bullets, all of them marked as COVID deaths. And yet these numbers are still so incredibly low. And in fact, there were numbers I saw posted yesterday, and I'm trying to find it now, but it was of the Canadian flu death count. And you can see year by year, tens of thousands of people dying from the flu until this year, when less than, you know, like 1,000 people died of the flu. Well, you know, it went from 40,000 deaths from flu to, you know, 200 deaths from flu. And it's like, okay, so you're just counting all the flu deaths as COVID-19 deaths. Clearly, that's what's happening here. So essentially, the flu. Essentially, what we're dealing with is the flu, and we've shut down the entire country because of the flu, and you can't go to school or church because of the flu, and your business is failing because of the flu, and it'll be here forever, but it'll all be fine. As soon as they cure the common cold, we'll be able to get back to normal. I mean, are people starting to wake up to this, do you think, Tony?
I think on a lot of levels, yes. And when I said rhetorically, what does this mean? I know what it means for you and I and other researchers, right, who have been calling this the greatest psychological operation of all time. I just wonder what it means for the general dialogue, for the narrative. What do they do? I'm sure that they'll find a clever way to sweep this under the rug. But this is a powerful bit of math. I mean, math isn't political. Math just is. It just is the numbers. And you run the numbers, you know,
yeah,
explain to Fauci. But these are real numbers. This is data that shows that this scamdemic is exactly that. And that we've destroyed the middle class, that we've done the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of man. It's still going on right now from the middle class of the United States to the multinationals and the mega banks. And it's still in operation. What does this mean? And I think more needs to be paid attention. I'm glad you brought this up, and thanks for sharing it, because I did a whole hour on it yesterday, just going over the possibilities. If this is accurate numbers, which I believe they are, we've got a lot of ammunition on our side to talk about turning the world back on, turning the economy back on, taking back our liberties that have been usurped by the psychopaths that run most of our state and local governments now.
Yeah, it seems like the more numbers we get, the more we're proven correct. And in fact, this same author, Bill Sardi, who presented these numbers without comment, he also has another article on LouRockwell.com. 29 times more people will die of lockdown measures than from the coronavirus itself, which I haven't had time to go in and actually look at how he determines these numbers, but it certainly seems like it could be accurate, especially in other countries that depend on our
Yes.
You know, surplus in order to survive.
Well, think about the suicide rates up like 400%. And there's a verifiable fact that I know of. More veterans have taken their life during these lockdown times than people died of actual COVID alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that same thing. And here I have the numbers. I don't know if y'all can just show my screen. It's from a guy named Time Commando on Twitter. COVID is so dangerous in Canada that it killed the flu. And no one even got it this year. And it's actually more extreme than I even remembered. So from the 2018 to 2019 deaths are about 40,000 from flu. From 2019 to 2020, you have about 42,000 from the flu. And from 20 to 21, you have six deaths from the flu. So flu deaths are down by 40,000 or more. Maybe that's just because COVID-19 is there instead.
Now COVID eats the flu.
Yeah.
That'll be the next argument from Bill Gates. Why you need the vaccine. The new DNA altering vaccine will eat the flu virus as well.
It's so absurd. And of course,
but only when you get two.
I'm going to play in the next hour. I'm going to play a big chunk of the segment from Sky News with a former Australian senator, talking about the Great Reset and how the real agenda behind the COVID panic is, you know, this Green New Deal and all this other stuff, which this is what they're trying to do. Same thing with the COVID relief programs that the Democrats are attempting to put through. It's like it has Green New Deal measures in it, and they're bailing out states that spent decades, you know, driving themselves into bankruptcy and now are using COVID-19 as an excuse to go, no, you need to pay for all of our mistakes. You need to pay for, you need to give us all this money. Oh, because of COVID. It's because of COVID, not because we're a bunch of failures. And then, of course, we have the numbers that came out just a few days ago saying that of the people who actually got COVID, 85% of them say that they either wore a mask always or often. So it looks like the masks don't help. And then we have the Swedish health chief saying the country avoided the lockdown to prevent pandemic fatigue. And now they have the lowest COVID rates in all of Europe. Governor Whitmer's executive orders shutting down so much of her state, those have been overturned by the Supreme Court. Bill Gates now says life will only return after a second generation of COVID vaccines, and they cure the common cold. That's when things will get back to normal. And then 1 in 8 people surveyed in the UK say that coronavirus is a hoax to usher in forced vaccinations, which is fairly obvious. And so while all of this is coming down, including the World Health Organization Europe director saying government should stop enforcing lockdowns, you also have the head of Oxford University saying that actually lockdowns will continue and face masks and social distancing will go on until next summer. So they think we have another year of this to go. I mean, how much more can the American people or just the people of the world take of this, Tony?
It depends on the election, Harrison. It depends on what happens in November, because I think a great many millions and millions of people that are patriotic, people that love the country, love the Constitution, hearth and home, they're waiting to see what happens in this election. They're backing Trump. They don't want to cause a lot of trouble. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're sad, but they're hoping for a second Trump administration.
Yeah, I think we all are. Of course, we are now less than 20 days until the next election. And, you might understand, like we do, that the government will not solve all your problems. But when the government is the font of so many of your problems, it'd be nice to have somebody in position to prevent them from continuing down the path on which we are now treading. Well, thank you so much for being with us here today, Tony Arterburn, arterburn.news, or of course you can follow him on Twitter as well. Always great talking to you, and I highly recommend the Arterburn radio transmission for any fans of InfoWars. You'll certainly be a fan of that program as well. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Harrison.
All right, folks, that's Tony Arterburn. We'll be back in the second, for the third hour of the David Knight Show, folks. Do me a favor, in the next minute, go to InfoWarsStore.com, make yourself a little purchase, get yourself some supplements, and help keep this ship afloat.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos, where you can comment, you can share them, everything.
The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars total blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that, even though it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that, 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality, 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K, so good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
A fair fight with just Seven Nation. Wouldn't that be convenient if it was just a Seven Nation army that was trying to hold us back? It's not just a Seven Nation army, is it? It's the combined forces of every globalist organization out there with untold power. It's hundreds of other countries. It's dozens of factions of subversive cabals attempting to rob us of our future, rob us of our fortune and destroy us from the inside out. And yet we power on regardless. It's not President Trump. President Trump is a single man, but he has become an avatar of the American people. And so that anthem, I think, so well embodies the American spirit that says you can send the hounds of hell after us and we will not back down. There is nothing that can defeat us and we are united and loud. And that's why they're trying to censor us. That's why they're trying to silence us. That's why they're trying to back us into a corner and submit us to their threats of violence and their threats of socialism and communism. It's their weakness exposed. It's our strength that they fear and our strength that they are attempting to tear down. And President Trump says it all the time. He says, they don't hate me. They hate you and I represent you. They're trying to destroy you and I'm standing in their way. And that's exactly right. And I understand there's probably listeners and viewers of this program that, again, I've said it before, they don't like Trump. They don't think Trump adheres to the same principles that we adhere to. And I agree with that. You know, he's much more likely to do things like give black Americans $500 billion in reparations without any oversight or any, you know, by doing it through executive order. I'm not a big fan of that. But the fact is that the American people have not had a representative in a very long time. Every option we've been given from on high has been there to mollify or pacify us and convince us that we have somebody working for us when in fact they work for our enemies. So President Trump represents a break from that tradition, a break from that controlled back and forth two-party selection that we're forced to make every 4 years. He represents the American people and we give him our energy as a representation and an avatar of our own unwillingness to bend to the dictates of globalist psychopaths. And so it's good to remind those people out there that it's our own patience, our own self-imposed goodness and righteousness that's preventing us from using our power to decimate the enemies. We don't want to be enemies with everybody else. We want to be left alone, and you'd be right to do it.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the oases like band.video and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now. Because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. It's the third hour of the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight today. And I'm here thanks to support from viewers like you. We would not be here if it was not for the powerful army of info warriors out there who continually and thankfully support us with their hard-earned money. And folks, you know, you got to buy toothpaste, right? Why not buy it with the good guys at Dr. Jones Naturals? You got to buy vitamins, you gotta buy air filters, you gotta buy water filters. Just buy them from the good guys. Don't give your money to Amazon and Jeff Bezos or Target or Walmart. Just buy what you would normally buy. Just buy it from us. You'll get a great deal. You'll get incredible products, and you won't be giving your money to the globalists who hate you and want to destroy everything that you worked for your whole life. You'll be giving it to people who are in some ways the only outlet brave enough and stalwart enough to point out the lies and the misinformation of both sides of the aisle and both sides of the mainstream media. It's the InfoWars blowout sale, active now. It's up to 60% off plus triple Patriot points and free shipping. That will only be going on for another 5 days. But don't wait for 5 days from now. These products may be sold out by then. You got to take advantage of this as soon as possible, including the BrainForce Plus, one of our flagship products, one of the products most associated with us here at InfoWars, along with Super Male Vitality and BrainForce Plus. Those are two of sort of the iconic products of InfoWars, and they'll be gone soon. It's the final run ever of BrainForce Plus. So if you've ever wanted to try it, if you've ever had an inkling of trying it, or if you're just an InfoWars fan and you want a little memento of the great BrainForce Plus products that will no longer be sold, you got to make that purchase now, and it's still 50% off. We could be selling it at 100% and probably sell out pretty quickly, but that's not the way Alex does things. He puts it at 50% off That's the final run ever of Brain Force Plus. And of course, there's also the ultimate krill oil. Everybody loves fish oil. I mean, everybody knows fish oil is good for you. They'll just tell you that it's bad because we sell it. It doesn't work because we sell it. Well, it's actually better than their stuff. It's actually higher quality than the stuff you find at regular supermarkets. And it's 50% off as well. That's the ultimate krill oil, which is even more powerful than fish oil in a lot of ways. And then, of course, Turbo Force, that's my favorite product, 50% off. Knockout is another one of my favorite products at 50% off. It's the only way that I'm able to host this program so early in the morning. In order to host the Dave and Knight Show, I have to wake up at about the time I typically like to be falling asleep. So the only way I can get into the right schedule is by taking a couple Knockout before falling asleep. And it's one of those things where, you know, people say, supplements don't work. Supplements are just snake oil. It's like, okay, all right. Take two Knockout and then just to try not to fall asleep. Take two Knockout and then try to like watch your favorite movie and see how long you get into it before you find yourself snoring. And if you ever take melatonin, you know it works. It clearly works. I mean, these are natural, all natural herbal products, just a combination of all of the various things that you know from old wives' tales to modern science. You know these things naturally occur, such as the tryptophan and melatonin, and you know they make you go to sleep. Eat turkey, you almost fall asleep. Well, we just took that power and put it in a pill, and now we're selling it to you at a great price. So if you have doubts, if you're a doubter, if you're a science denier, and you don't believe in the supplements, I implore you, just give it a try. If nothing else, you at least support the program and help us keep this bombshell information on the air. I want to go to a video now. This is clip 28. This is Ultimate Fighter Championship, UFC's Jorge Masvidal, I believe his name is, and he gave a very powerful speech telling his followers, telling his fans, and telling the audience there at the UFC to vote for Trump. And you'll hear from the cheers during this video that they're already on board. There are articles you can find all over the place that are like upper body strength correlates strongly to conservative attributes. It's like literally if you're just a strong person, you want other people to be strong. If you've got the muscles like Alex Jones, you don't want other people to be weak, right? You want them to be strong. Now, if you're a weakling, if you're a weak person, you want other people to be weak. You don't want other people to be stronger than you, right? But if you're a strong person, mentally, physically, spiritually, you don't want to dominate anybody else. You want to uplift other people. To know strength is to want other people to know that strength. It's not a selfish, you know, there is no strength in selfishness. There's no strength in dependency. There is no strength in control of other people. There is strength in self-reliance. There's strength in righteousness. There's strength in standing for what is good and right and beautiful, even if everybody in society is ugly and decrepit and fallen and telling you to join them. It's the strength that rejects that. And literally, it's the physical strength and the mental and the spiritual strength. They're all tied one in with the other. We are not physical beings with a soul. We are souls with a physical vessel. And that's what they're trying to destroy. They're trying to bring us all down to the mundane and the material and away from the spiritual and the uplifting. So you'll see the people who have strength, the people who are literally physically strong and mentally and spiritually strong, they tend to be more conservative because they want everybody to be that way. They don't want everybody to be a supplicant and a subject to some greater power. So here's Jorge Masvidal giving a powerful speech there after the UFC championship.
I'm going to let you in on something. The Democrats just think that they're entitled to the Latino vote. They think that we just have to hand it over to them. That's right. We sure as hell don't. Así mismo. Así mismo. They got to show us what they can do for us, what they can do for our communities. We're not going to buy the same wolf tickets and false promises that destroyed great countries like Venezuela and Cuba. It's not going to happen. You know what else is not going to work for them? Playing Despacito on your cell phone to pander to us. Hell
Joe
no.
Joe Biden.
You got to give us some credit for having heads on our shoulders. I'm going to wrap this up with some words of Barack Obama. He said elections have consequences. That is true. And those words have never been more true than they are today. We either re-elect President Trump and keep America great. Amen. Or we let Joe Biden destroy the greatest country the world has ever seen. Now, I'm a professional athlete, and I've been one for most of my life, so I've always seen things through a sports lens. That makes Donald Trump our head coach. And before the global pandemic, we were winning Super Bowls. And when you're winning Super Bowls, you don't fire the coach. You don't. Doesn't matter if you don't like the plays he runs, the players he puts on the field, or what he says on Twitter. You sure as hell don't replace him for another coach that's been in the business for 47 years at every level and never won a game.
All right, KO, that's TKO right there. That's a technical knockout. He just took Joe Biden to task, calling out his attempt to pander by playing Tespacito on his cell phone because some intern told him to. Just humiliating Joe Biden. And again, you can hear from just the yells of the crowd. That wasn't a political rally. That was a UFC event. And that was the reaction that you get. So when you see all these polls saying that Joe Biden is ahead, I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. I mean, you go anywhere, you see the energy for President Trump, and you see sort of a resigned, you know, acceptance of Joe Biden in certain cases, but you definitely don't see the type of energy that you see for President Trump, especially with the rallies. I mean, I'll show you. I am just going to spend this whole last hour showing you video clips. I have so many great video clips, and I really want to get to all of them. So I'm going to do that as best I can. When we come back, I'm going to go to this Sky News piece out of Australia talking about and really laying out quite clearly how COVID-19 is being used, is being taken advantage of, is simply the excuse being used by people who already wanted to put forward these destructive anti-freedom, anti-human, pro-communist, pro-technocratic, elite, New World Order, globalist programs, and they're using COVID-19 as simply the excuse to do that, and it really lays it out quite nicely. So I might just sit back and relax and let this Sky News segment take over the whole next segment, because it really all needs to be heard. So stay with us.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.Video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm going to pass off the program now to Sky News Australia, who put together this incredible piece about how socialists are using the hysteria over COVID as a weapon of economic destruction. Here it is, Sky News from Australia.
Now, there's something unusual about the continuing pandemic panic. Medical experts now acknowledge that lockdowns don't work. They see that treatment with hydroxychloroquine and zinc does work. And the government responses globally have led to a massive destruction of wealth, well-being and work. Now, none of that makes any sense until you open your mind to consider if there's another agenda at work here. It's one we've seen before, but now it has a new name. It's called the Great Reset. Here's Klaus Schwab, the founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum.
The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract. In short, we need a great reset. We have to mobilize all constituents of our global society to work together. We must not miss this unique window of opportunity.
He admits that COVID-19 is the new excuse to usher in the Green New Deal that climate alarmists, climate profiteers, and big government advocates have been pushing for years. The Great Reset is a Trojan horse for the socialist agenda of crony capitalism and control. Incredibly, this agenda has been around for a long time, but it's just been hiding in plain sight. In 2010, Dr. Otmar Edenhofer, then co-chair of the IPCC working group, said, "We, the UN IPCC, redistribute the de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has nothing to do with environmental policy anymore." Well, after decades of failing to convince the rational world that their grab for power is necessary, these globalists have now hitched their ambition to COVID-19. Just think about it. The global response to COVID-19 has been a green socialist's dream. Consider their policy agenda and compare it with what's going on. Reduce fossil fuel use? Check. Next to no international travel? Check. Welfare for all? Check. Civil liberties curtailed? Check. Government by bureaucrats? Check. Why do you think the Australian Greens have been so quiet these past months? Well, it's because their policy agenda is coming to life. And it's not only in Australia that it's going on. Canada's farcical PM has emerged from his bunker of racial shame to push the green propaganda button. His newly appointed economic czar recently stated this.
I think all Canadians understand that the restart of our economy needs to be green. It also needs to be equitable. It needs to be inclusive.
It's the same in the USA, where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are pushing extreme green policies and using Corona to justify another $2 trillion on climate change schemes to, and I quote, create economic opportunity in the wake of coronavirus.
I know the climate change is a challenge that's going to define our American future. I know meeting the challenge will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to jolt new life into our economy, strengthen our global leadership, protect our planet for future generations. And if I have the honor of being elected president, we're not just going to tinker around the edges. We're going to make historic investments that will seize the opportunity and meet this moment in history.
Well, after decades of peddling climate change lies and propaganda to force government by the elites, the socialists have used a media-induced hysteria over public health as their latest weapon of economic destruction. Now, you may recall the original alarm was triggered by modelling done by Imperial College London, which predicted millions of deaths in the United States alone. So far, there have been around 15,000 mortalities from coronavirus where people did not have other serious underlying health issues. Now, it's no coincidence that this same bunch of pandemic modellers, who got it so wrong, are also up to their necks in questionable climate change models. One of their professors, Mr. Jim Skia, even co-chaired the IPCC working group in 2017. Make no mistake, the real agenda behind the destruction of the global economy has nothing to do with your health, just like climate change policy has nothing to do with the environment or changing the weather. It's about control, and it's about power, and it's been orchestrated by the same mob who said we'd all be fried by 2015 unless we did exactly what they're trying to do now. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Liberal MP Craig Kelly. Thanks for your time, Craig.
Yeah, good to be with you tonight, Corey.
Look, I've followed this climate change alarmism, and I know you have. You've countered the emotional arguments with facts. Mm-hmm. You've exposed the propaganda and the agenda behind it. Do you see parallels with this COVID-19 pandemic alarmism and the decades-long climate change hysteria that we've been subjected to?
Corey, there's extraordinary parallels. We've seen with climate change, of course. All these are great computer models. Tim Flannery, of course, with his computer models, told us that even the rains that fall would never fill our dams. He told us that Warragamba Dam would never fill. That's what his computer models told him. We've heard all these predictions of the sea ice disappearing in the Arctic and Antarctic. But there's prediction after prediction after prediction has failed to come true. And we've seen exactly the same thing with the modelling for the COVID. All the modelling that we saw, apocalyptic number of deaths, our hospitals unable to cope, so on and so on, Corey. This was all done to scare people, to scare the daylights out of people. And what's been found, Corey, once you see people get scared, often they simply become oblivious to the facts. And that's what I've seen so many people that I, young people especially that I speak to about climate change, have just been scared witless, they've been brainwashed, and they're impervious to the facts. Now, we see the same thing with COVID down in Victoria. You see the scare campaign run, and now you've got down there in Victoria, you've got Daniel Andrews just completely ignoring over 600 medical doctors that are saying what you are doing is a disastrous policy that is actually causing more harm than isn't giving any benefit.
But Craig, our political leaders have effectively outsourced responsibility for these decisions to international bodies, the United Nations, the World Health Organizations, the World Economic Forum, as the basis of the models that they're following. And we know that these models are flawed. The Imperial College in London predicted 40 million deaths from coronavirus, including hundreds of thousands here in Australia. They've always been wrong, and yet it's acting like a protection mechanism, I guess, for our political leaders. Do we need more courage? More
incredible stuff. Yeah, courage is exactly what we need. Courage to stand up against these scumbag, tyrannical people claiming to rely on science, yet ignoring science when it's convenient.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
ladies and gentlemen. It's the David Knight Show for the 14th of October, the year 2020. My name's Harrison Smith. Thanks so much for being here with us. Got a lot more videos to show you today. In fact, I want to go to this video. I mean, one of the most incredible videos I have seen in a very long time. This is clip 31. It's really, I mean, maybe this gives you insight into just how desperate the Democrats are. It gives you insight into what it looks like when a Democrat is not given undue fawning praise from the mainstream media, and just how really incapable Nancy Pelosi is of either presenting arguments in a reasoned, well-mannered sort of way, and also her inability to face any sort of criticism whatsoever. I mean, this woman is deranged, and you'll see it in this clip. And, you know, you almost feel bad for Wolf Blitzer, who's asking questions, Nancy Pelosi, because of the position that she's putting him in. I say almost because, you know, screw Wolf Blitzer, and he's not nearly as comfortable as he deserves to be, as uncomfortable, rather. So this is just an amazing, amazing clip. This is clip 31, CNN and Wolf Blitzer grilling Nancy Pelosi, and she responds very even-handedly, I'm sure.
And as you know, there are Americans who are being evicted from their homes. They can't pay the rent. Many Americans are waiting in food lines for the first time in their lives. Can you look them in the eye, Madam Speaker, and explain why you don't want to accept the president's latest stimulus offer?
Well, because thank you very much, Wolf, and I hope you'll ask the same question of the Republicans about why they don't really want to meet the needs of the American people. But let me say to those people, because all of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal. So when you say to me, why don't you accept theirs? Why don't they accept ours? Our legislation is there to do three things primarily: to honor our workers, honor our heroes, our healthcare workers, our police and fire first responders, our teachers, our transportation, sanitation, food workers, the people who make our lives work. We couldn't be doing what we're doing without them. Many of them have risked their lives so that they, to save lives, and now they will lose their jobs because
Mr. McConnell says that the states go bankrupt. Excuse me for interrupting.
The states go bankrupt.
Madam Speaker, but they really need the money right now. And even members of your own...
I understand that, but
your,
if...
But even members
if
of your
me
own
a question,
caucus... Even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal. $1.8 trillion, Congressman Ro Khanna, for example.
But
let me just quote Ro Khanna, a man you know well. I assume you admire him. He's a Democrat. And he just said this. He said, people in need can't wait until February. $1.8 trillion is significant and more than twice the Obama stimulus. Make a deal. Put the ball in McConnell court. So what do you say to Ro Khanna?
What I say to you is, I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues, apologists for the Republican position. Ro Khanna, that's nice. That isn't what we're going to do, and nobody's waiting till February.
Whew. Okay, so according to Nancy Pelosi, CNN are, quote, always apologists for the Republicans' position. Okay, you crazy old bat. I mean, my God. But you notice there she slipped in. She's like, we're the ones taking care of these people and the people who risk their lives to take care of us. And she just slips in there. And those are the people that are going to be hurt if we let these states go bankrupt. It's like, oh, wait, what was that last part? Let states go bankrupt? What are you saying there? Because she slips it in there, and she's acting like she's trying to take care of everybody, but she sort of lets the truth out there. The fact is that they will not pass any sort of stimulus or protection or whatever if the Republicans don't agree to include billions upon billions of dollars given to Democratic states who have for decades allowed their budgets to balloon astronomically to the point of bankruptcy now. And so they want a bailout, and they're just using COVID-19. So they're holding up COVID-19 relief in order to try to extort being bailed out for their failures of leadership for the last several decades. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. It has nothing to do with COVID-19. It's entirely of their own making, but they're saying we will not pass stimulus until you bail us out. It's criminal. It's utterly absurd. And, you know, typically, I'm not in favor of stimulus, and I think the way it's done now is completely ridiculous. I personally know many, many people that have chosen not to go back to work because they make far more money on unemployment because of all of this stimulus stuff. I mean, people are making an extra like $1,000 a week just of free government money. I mean, literally, they're making more than I make working here just living off of the government. It's absurd, and it shouldn't be happening. But that being said, the government is the one making these people shut down. The government is the one telling these companies they can't open. The government is the one forcing these people to live off their savings. So if the government's going to do that, then probably the government should pay these people, or they should prevent banks from calling in loans, and they should prevent realty companies from evicting people. Because if you're telling people you're not allowed to work, you're not allowed to make money, oh, but the banks are still allowed to collect from you, that's absurd. That makes no sense whatsoever. It's either should be across the board. Nobody can, you know, you can't collect on loans and you can't make money, or it should be across the board. Hey, you can go to work if you want to. If you choose not to, hey, that's going to be on your own head. So, you know, I'm typically not in favor of governmental stimulus, but I understand the need for it now because of the destruction that the government has wrought with these shutdowns. So, yeah, the American people, many of them, small business owners especially, need help to be bailed out of this problem that the government has put us in. Coronavirus didn't put us in this problem, right? The coronavirus didn't shut down our economy. The government did. The World Health Organization did. Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, they're the ones who are responsible for the economic devastation, not the coronavirus. And so if they're going to be the ones responsible for it, then they should be the ones who, you know, help pay it back. It's utterly absurd. $1.8 trillion. And then she calls him an apologist for the Republicans. And that's just what it looks like when a Democrat gets the slightest bit of pushback. I mean, can you imagine a world where the Democrats are subject to the same sort of level of scrutiny that the Republicans are? I mean, Joe Biden is just allowed to say utter nonsense on the campaign trail. I mean, he's not even asked hard questions. The simple questions he can't answer, and he lies in his answers, and they just accept it completely. Oh, okay, yeah, thank you, Mr. Biden, thank you. And it's just like, okay, that was a lie, so why don't you call him out like you call out President Trump whenever he fudges the truth? But, of course, there will be no such thing. There will be no such scrutiny of the Democrats under the current regime. It's totally absurd. I think, what else can I get to before we gotta go to break? I mean, there's so much I want to get to. I do have some good news about, Kyle Rittenhouse. I have some good news about, some of the conflicts going on. Oh, here's something hilarious. This is from, Twitter. You know, yesterday, Amy Coney Barrett used the term sexual preference to refer to homosexuality, and that set off the homos. I mean, my God, they were not happy that she would call it a preference. Homosexuality is not a preference, Amy Coney Barrett. It is something you are afflicted with. Who would choose such a thing? That's not a choice. It's an affliction that we're stuck with. I'm kidding, of course, but I guess that is the implication, right? And as we know, Who was that gay candidate, Buttigieg? Buttigieg was like, hey, if I could have not been gay, if I could have taken a pill not to be gay, I would have taken it. I don't know. Maybe it is an affliction. I'm not really sure. But, you have The Advocate, that is a LGBT, magazine, and they say a revealing moment from today's hearing, yesterday, talking about Amy Coney Barrett, where they're saying she's blasted for anti-LGBTQ plus term sexual preference. That is an anti-LGBTQ term to say sexual preference. Oh, what's this from The Advocate, September 25th, 2020? Saying no matter what their sexual preference is, it's glorious and satisfying. So isn't that interesting? Literally they are just at this point inventing things to be mad at, inventing things to be slurs or to be homophobic. It's absurd.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, you've got it saved right there in your browser, and then
You can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the Infowars total blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermale Vitality, incredible eye quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep your rifle by your side.
Maybe they'll come tonight. They'll have our children in their sights. But if they don't have faith, their eyes are blind.
They can scream and they can shout, but they can never smoke us out. Keep your rifle by your side. Sing it, oh Lord, this earth was made for us. Sing it, oh Lord, this sinful life just stained enough. When we hear the voice, we know we have no other choice. Keep your
by your side. Things are going to get even more intense before they get any better, and I think we are all aware of that. I covered it on Friday, the fact that the National Guard is mobilizing and preparing their organization for Election Day violence. You have multiple cities as well, including the latest Boston, saying that they are canceling any time off for police around Election Day because they expect historic violence as well. And of course, we expect Antifa and these other groups that have gone a little bit more quiet in the recent weeks. Well, they're just setting up and readying themselves in order to cause chaos and prevent people from getting to the polls on Election Day. So vote early if you can. Here's some interesting news. I got some interesting news on Kyle Rittenhouse and some of the other activities there in Kenosha that day. But first, let's talk about the so-called kidnap plot with Governor Whitmer and the Black Lives Matter supporting Trump hating anarchists that were discussing kidnapping that governor. From Detroit Free Press, defense says Governor Whitmer kidnap plot was, quote, just big talk between crackpots, saying, quote, there was no real plan to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but only military wannabes who engaged in big talk and played with guns in the woods, defense lawyers argued in court on Tuesday. Graham, the defense attorney, Scott Graham, was grilling FBI special agent Richard Trask about his testimony that at least 13 militia members plotted to kidnap Whitmer from her vacation home and do one of two things, either take her on a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan and leave her there, or take her to Wisconsin and try her for treason. Graham asked the FBI agent how the suspects planned to get Whitmer to Wisconsin. The agent had no specific answer beyond saying that there were audio recordings of suspects discussing a plan to take Whitmer to another state, among them Wisconsin. Springstead, who is a Grand Rapids-based attorney representing Ty Garbin, who's 24 and of Heartland Township, one of the defense attorneys there, Springstead also said that the use of an informant in the investigation to thwart the plot raises questions. Feds said an informant wore wires to meetings to record the men charged and collect information on the kidnapping plan. Quote, it's become an issue in certain cases where the informant pushes some of the information, and the court and the government and the defense attorneys have to be leery of that, Springstead told reporters, because their job is not to assess what the government informant wants them to do. It's to assess the accused intent and what they actually planned on doing. Defense lawyers contend that there was no probable cause to arrest and charge the suspects, arguing, among other things, that the suspects had no operational plan to actually do anything. They were engaged in all legal activities, including talking in encrypted group chats and practicing military exercise with lawfully owned guns, and that the informants and undercover agents, it was the informants and undercover agents who pushed others to do illegal things. One of the most active leaders was your informant, said Graham, which is in the same lines of what we see the FBI do with Muslims before. And isn't it interesting that you have this occurring sort of time and time again with Muslims when that was the FBI's main charge. And now, earlier this year, the charge has changed, has turned, the page has turned, and now they're going after domestic terrorists and white nationalist terrorists because they're our biggest threat. Antifa's just an idea, the head of the FBI tells us. And isn't it a coincidence that now that that's who they're targeting, that's who is being fed this information by the FBI. The FBI is there. And there were actually two undercover. There was the undercover operative who was actually an FBI agent who was actually in these discussions and perhaps helping to push things along. And then there was the informant who was an FBI agent but was one of these members of the militia that then wore a wire to the organization. So you actually had two FBI mouthpieces, FBI controlled people there in the group, egging them on and convincing them to do things. And you have examples of some of the people there in the militia when they were doing things like a reconnaissance mission. They go, yeah, no, I'm not into this, and they go home. But of course, now they're under arrest. Very typical stuff. And we'll likely see all of those guys convicted because the FBI doesn't do things halfway. I'm sure they have all, and you know, they follow these arcane sort of rules, right? These like, and it's almost like magic, you know, in the same way that, when a person wants to cross into the United States and claim that they, should get, asylum, well, they have these certain magic words and they're taught these magic words by lawyers that say, oh, just tell them this and tell them this and then you'll be allowed in. It's like an open sesame and okay, now you're allowed in to come get the welfare, come get whatever else you want. It's the same sort of similar arcane machinations that so they fall within the law while bending the law as well. So with the FBI, it's stuff like they can convince you, they can give you the bomb, they can do everything. Oh, but they have to give you an opportunity to stop three times. Literally, it's like they have to do it three times. They have to say, are you sure you want to go through with this? Are you sure you want to go through with this? Have you thought about this? Are you sure this is something you want to do? And once they've asked the third time, the person says, heck, you've convinced me. Like, let's go do this. And they're like, ha, gotcha. We gotcha. Oh, but we said the three words. Three times we've asked you if you're sure. So now we'll lock you up. So I'm sure they have their legal bases all covered and we'll convict those guys. It's just unfortunate they allowed themselves to be infiltrated by the FBI and convinced to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. Here's some good news. Kyle Rittenhouse, accused Kenosha gunman, will not face charges in Illinois. Of course, he still faces the first degree murder charges in Wisconsin, but there was talk of charging him in Illinois for some sort of gun violation. But an investigation revealed the gun used in the Kenosha shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin. So Illinois has nothing to do with it. So there's a little shred of good news there. But here's the scoop from Cassandra Fairbanks at the Gateway Pundit. Man who fired first shots behind Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha has been charged. So Joshua Zeminski, 35, has been charged with disorderly conduct and use of a dangerous weapon for firing his weapon during the incident on August 25th. In a video, the defendant and Kelly are seen walking near a fire in the area of the Ultimate gas station lot. In later video, the defendant's right arm is seen in the video, which is taken near 63rd Street and Sheridan Road in the city and county of Kenosha, state of Wisconsin. Detective Howard reports the defendant's arm pointing the gun upward towards the sky. Detective Howard observed a muzzle flash emit from the handgun and heard a gunshot at the same time. In another video, the defendant is clearly seen at that same location. The defendant is seen walking in the same area, holding his right arm upwards and firing off one shot from his handgun. The defendant and his wife are then seen leaving the area. Several other people are nearby the vicinity when the defendant fires the gun. The police go on to report that when speaking to Zeminski and his wife, who was present at the time, both of them admitted he'd fired off a warning shot into the air. Cassandra goes on to note, this strengthens the case that Rittenhouse had reason to fear for his life and was acting in self-defense when he killed the two rioters. So there it is. The man has now been charged with firing that gun into the air that scared Kyle Rittenhouse. It turned around, saw a man lunging at him and let loose, which started all of the events of people trying to kill Kyle Rittenhouse and him defending himself. So it looks like Kyle Rittenhouse may be set free. He may be a hero after all. Just don't say that on Twitter.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American.
Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.